Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
But in the battle in which we're in with evil in this world, in your life and in my life, light armor and mud flaps is not going to get it. Because all around us, we see people, families, individuals being crippled and killed because of evil that is so pervasive and in such disguise, presenting itself as light and ending up being deadly and dark. So the question is, as we walk up here, what do we do about it?
The truth is, you have God-given help in your fight against sin. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young kicks off his message, Battle Armor, showing you the natural consequences of evil and sharing proven truth about the armor you need to effectively protect yourself in the war against sin. Stay with us. That message is next. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young called Unmasking Evil. This timely sermon series shines a light on the evil and suffering you see around you today and exposes the lies our culture believes that actually wreck people's lives. As you learn from God's Word where evil comes from and how it works, you'll be equipped to stand against evil in your own life and in our culture. We'll send you this 5-message series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request Unmasking Evil when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Battle Armor.
You implement it. You follow through. Kind of like evil, isn't it? Have you noticed, since we've been talking about evil, as you listen to radio and watch television, get news reports on the internet, have you noticed how many times the word evil comes up? It's like, what's wrong? Evil. What happened? Evil. What? Evil. 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 And everybody is diagnosing the problem of evil, right? Have you picked up on that? It's just out there. Evil. Evil. And you ask, well, what do you do about it? Oh, that's a simple answer. The answer to evil is to replace it by good. Not going too fast for anybody, am I? Are we up to speed? That's what Paul says in Romans chapter 12. Take evil, overcome evil with good. I'll tell you the answer. Implement it. How does that happen? How does it happen? Paul tells us in the passage we've been looking at very, very clearly and directly how to implement, how to overcome evil with good. Listen at it again with this background in mind. Ephesians 6:11, Paul says, put on the full armor of God. Paul is saying we're at war. We're in battles. We're a battle against good and evil in this world. You and I, if we're going to be successful, we have to put on the full armor of God. So we'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil because we're in a struggle, verse 12. Then verse 13, it says, take up. We put on, we take up over and over. The full armor of God, so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand. Now, he gets real specific. He says, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is that? what he is saying here in really two different sections. First is past tense. Notice it says, having put on, did you get that? Having put on the belt of truth and having put on the vest of righteousness, having put on the shoes of peace. If you're a Christian, we already have this armor on us. And what is this really? It's putting on Jesus Christ. A member of our church, by the way, I tell this story without the permission of this person, without this person's permission, but with their knowledge, I was going to tell it whether they gave me permission or not, and I didn't get permission. Ed Hendy is a member of our church, Taste of Texas, talk radio guy for many years on talk radio in the morning. Ed Hendy was at a reception, and a man came up to him that had lost both legs, and he said, Ed, you coached me in soccer when I was a little guy. And he said, well, what happened to you? He said, I've been to Iraq. He said, I was in a Humvee. He said, those IEDs they put in the road exploded and said, it took off both my legs. He said, every day in Iraq, so many of our guys are being killed or they're being crippled because underneath the Humvees, he said, all the Humvees had around them is light armor and mud flaps. And he said, they figured out these IEDs they put under the road and they blow us up and said, that's how so many daily are losing their limbs and being crippled or being killed. And Ed said, well, you know, it looks like they would put some steel under there. And he said, well, they haven't yet. So shortly after there, Ed, then being a part of the media, went to Iraq. And if you knew Hendy like I know Hendy, he's not satisfied with staying at Baghdad. He went out on the front lines in a fire zone. And when he got there, he saw a gunnery sergeant who was welding scrap pieces of metal and Humvees that had been blown up and tanks that had been damaged under these different Humvees that were still there, putting metal under. And Ed says, why are you doing that? The government is going to send you some. He said, well, we asked 6 months ago for the Pentagon to send us some metal to save the life and the limbs of these who are running around these Humvees every day, many, many, many hundreds of them all over Iraq. He said, we haven't heard from them yet. That's the same bunch that's going to be handling all of our Medicare and Medicaid, incidentally, our hospitalization. And Ed said, well, what do you need? And he said, what do you mean? He said, give me a list. What do you need? And so Ed got out a pen. The sergeant told him all they needed, metal, steel, et cetera, soldering equipment to do it. And Ed got a long list, yellow page, two or three pages. When he got through, he said, I'll have this here in 5 working days. Now, here's what happened. Ed went on a mountain there, got one of those intercontinental telephones and called a member of our church, Danny Lee. Goes to church right here. He called Danny, and Danny is at a hunting lease. 4 a.m. in the morning, he said, and the phone rang. He knew it wasn't good news. And it was Hendy on top of a mountain in Iraq saying, Danny, get out your pen. Take this list. And he wrote down that long list. He said, Danny, go buy that tomorrow and mail it to Baghdad in my name. Danny went out. He said he went to every tractor store. He went to Walmart. He went to all these places everywhere around and bought all kind of stuff, metal, steel, et cetera, et cetera. And he boxed it all up. And cost $15,000 to ship it to Baghdad, air freight. It got there the next day, and Hendy had talked to some military people and helicopters, et cetera, and it landed on the front line right where he said it is, not in 5 days, but in 4 days, and they began putting metal under these Humvees. Several times, and recently, I questioned Ed. He said he was at a reception, and a young man came up to him and said, are you Ed Hendy? He said, yes. He said, I want you to meet my friend. He was there in Iraq, and a Humvee blew up with him. But because you had that steel put under there, he is perfectly safe. Perfectly safe. How many lives that were saved? I don't know. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We run around with light armor and mud flaps. We have the name of Christian, but that's all it is. We have mud flaps on to keep the mud off of us as best we can so nobody will see it or know about it. But in the battle in which we're in with evil in this world, in your life and in my life, light armor and mud flaps is not going to get it. Because all around us, we see people, families, individuals being crippled and killed because of evil that is so pervasive and in such disguise, presenting itself as light and ending up being deadly and dark. So the question is, as we walk up here, what do we do about it? By the way, remember how skilled our opponents are. You see how skilled they are? Somebody comes into church, has a Bible in their arm. Boy, you like them. You have a lot in common with them. And they tell you about how they're investing here and they made money there and they triple their money there. And you say, man, this guy is really successful. If you have a little deal like that and I can have a little part of it, you say, oh, yeah, we got, hey, give me $1,000. I'll turn in a couple thousand in a month or so. I got a little room there. So you give him $1,000. And sure enough, a month or so, he brings back your $1,000, another $1,200. Whoa, man. Any other little deals you got in the market or whatever you're doing, cut me in. He said, well, then he came back and said, boy, I had something and I tripled my money, but I didn't have room for anything. You had to put in at least $20,000. He said, well, I would have done it. He said, no, Wayne, we'll be another thing. And so he comes back and the little lady says, oh, I've got something now. It's going to take $40,000. He said, oh, I can borrow the money. I can get it. And he said, I think you'll triple your money. And a month later, he comes back and said, well, I didn't triple your money. I only doubled it. Well, I'll live with that, you know. 40 becomes 80. Then finally he says, I've got this big, beautiful deal. It's a lead pipe cent. You can't miss. But I'm going to need $200,000. I don't have money like that. I'm going to go borrow it. And you give him the $200,000. Whoosh, bang, boom, bang. He's gone. He joins another church with a Bible under his arm and finds other people he wants to con. That's how the devil works in every area of your life and in my life, ladies and gentlemen. That's how he operates. What are we going to do about it? We had better put on not light armor and mud flaps. We'd better put on the whole armor of God, and here we have the first pieces of it. What's the first thing we put on? Is the belt of truth. The belt of truth. By the way, it says having put on the belt of truth. The Roman soldiers, that's the image here. That's the metaphor here. They wore belts. And their belts were really, you know, they told the rank of the soldier. You'd tell where they'd been. And they'd wear that belt even when they weren't in their military armor. And people would know that's a soldier. And by the way, there was no stealth with the Roman soldiers. When they walked in unison, you'd hear, shoo, 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 shoo. It's their belt, their battles, their rank, their family, what they'd done, what they hadn't done, a mark of distinction. We put on the belt of truth. By the way, Paul's order is first. If you don't put on truth up front, all the rest of the armor doesn't make any difference. We put on truth, we're putting on Jesus. Jesus is truth. Well, how do you know Jesus is truth? Somebody said it was a... Let me tell you something. Jesus is truth because of what he said. What did he say? Have you ever read principles like this? Remember, we have learned that you would never come up with a single thing Jesus taught by using common sense. It's almost the opposite of common sense, what Jesus taught, but it's profound truth. That's why we know his truth, what he said. Also, we know he embodies truth because of what he did. What he did, performed miracles, died on the cross, God raised him from the dead. He ascended into heaven. For what he did, we know that he is indeed truth. Also, we know he's truth because of what you and I, if you're in Christ, have experienced with him. He's come into our life. He's forgiven us. He's cleaned up our act. And it's an ongoing experience with him that you have and that I have. That's how we know that he is truth. Remember in John, before Jesus was crucified, he was questioned by Pilate. And Pilate went to him and said, "Are you a king?" Jesus said, "Oh, I'm a king, but not the kingdom of this world right now." He says, "My kingdom is a kingdom that you cannot see." He says, "I have come," this is Jesus, "that I may testify to truth." Jesus came to testify to truth. And then Pilate said, I love this. He said, "What is truth?" Before Jesus could tell him, and he was looking truth right dead in the face, Pilate walked away. No other comment. Pilate says, "What is truth?" And bang, he left. He was looking at, "I am the way and the truth and the life," and he turned away from it. Living truth. You see, the unique thing, one of the unique things about Christianity is that Jesus didn't teach all of this. He lived and practiced and fleshed out all of this. The validity of his message was seen in the life that he lived. What a magnificent thing. Truth. I am the truth. By the way, somebody said, "Well, that's truth." You say, "Well, how do you, everybody asked you to define truth? Well, you don't even know what truth is." Let me give you a simple definition of truth that nobody can argue with, and I'll use only one syllable words, not original me. I read it in Peter Kreft, Between Heaven and Hell. I think these are the words of Socrates. What is truth? One syllable words. I'll give you a definition nobody can argue with. You ready for it? Here you go. If you say what is, that it is, that's true. Okay. If you say what is not, that it is not, that is true. But if you say what is, that it is not, that is not true. If you say what is not, that is, that is not truth. I have defined truth, thanks to Socrates, with one syllable words that nobody can argue with. Jesus says, "I am truth." You gotta put on the belt of truth to begin your walk with Christ. It's essential. Now, I looked at this and I could get real pious, but I said, early one morning when it was dark and very few of you were awake, I was by myself and I was thinking and praying, and I said, "Lord, let your truth come into my life. Is there anything in the past or present that doesn't ring true with you in Homer Edwin Young?" Little bitty indiscretions, some big things I missed, some things, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit began to just open up my life to truth. Try it. See if there's anything in your life that does not line up with the very truth that God has revealed to us in Jesus Christ. First thing we put on is a belt of truth. It just is the core of who we must become in Jesus Christ. It's the core of who we are in Jesus Christ. Truth always has to be there. Always has to be that standard of our walk and our life in Christ if we're going to win the battle against evil in the world. Truth, put on the belt of truth. Also, he says, what do? You put on the vest of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness. And it looks like that in a Roman soldier. And what is this righteousness? What is this vest that God gives us in Christ? Everybody here who's been to church in the last little bit, you can define righteousness, remember? You thought, "Well, I've got no..." No, no, no. In Christ, we're right with God, right? Isn't that great? In Christ, we can get right with ourselves. In Christ, we can get right with everybody else. And that's what we put on. And when people look at you and me, they need to see there is somebody who is right with God, right with themselves, and seeks to be right with everybody. That is that righteousness. That is our identity. What are you known as? What's your deal? Well, I'm this, I'm that. No, what are you known as? We need to be known as simply soldiers marching in the different direction of the stream of this world who are put on Jesus Christ. And you see that in this protects our heart and our emotions. See, that's what the vest does. It protects us so we can be protected from the darts, from the evil one that comes. And it's already on us if we're in Christ. We have to recognize it. Have to recognize it. Then what's the next thing that we put on? We put on the shoes of peace. Wait a minute. Well, you're going to need shoes, you're going to battle. I wouldn't recommend going to battle barefooted, would you? That's not a very good idea. And so you put on shoes, but these shoes are peace. That seems contradictory. You see it? I'm going to war, I'm battling with evil in the world, but I'm putting on peace. How does that work? What gives a warrior peace? You know what it is? Purpose. You can fight when there's a reason to fight. You can go to war when you know there's a purpose bigger than you understand, but a clear purpose as what's going to happen. Therefore, we put on the shoes of peace. It says we've got purpose as we go out to battle, as evil comes in contact with us. Purpose, purpose. And what's happened in our society, in our culture, is that as we have been prohibited by spurious law and judgment from going out in the world with purpose, saying, I am on the side of Jesus Christ, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't say that in school. Don't bring it up in the business. Don't bring it up in the little league. No, keep all that. See, the world wants us to privatize our faith.
Been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Psalm 24, 3 and 4. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. The sense of sight is the most powerful sense we have. It is truly a wonderful gift from God. In fact, it's a miracle. But something even more miraculous is the knowledge that God has given us the ability to see Him. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And that is an unbelievable miracle that you and I see the Almighty. But in order to have a pure heart, we first have to receive a new heart. Christianity is not reformation, it is transformation. It takes place from the inside. Christ comes and gives you and me a new heart, and that changes everything. We were all made, created, to see God. And once we receive the new heart, we will learn to see God everywhere we go. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they and they only, they shall see God here and forever.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a powerful series by Dr. Young. It's called Unmasking Evil, and he created it to help you face the evil in our culture in a uniquely Christian way by resting in the assurance of God's love for you and the ultimate defeat of evil through the cross. This 5-message series is our thanks for your gift of support to keep this program going strong. So call now to request Unmasking Evil when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for listening today. Join us again tomorrow as Dr. Young concludes his message, Battle Armor, and shares what other essential elements you need to win your spiritual battle.